Foundation presents The Doctor Is In. You've got questions? He's got answers.
In the news, big news from Portland, where philosophy professor Peter Boghossian has resigned. Now, he claims that the university put wokeness indoctrination above intellectual... Wokeness. All right. Before we go any further, I hear wokeness a lot. Everybody's woke. Some people are not woke. You're woke. You got to be woke. You're woke, right? You're smart.
Well, you know, what woke means today is completely asleep to human reality. The time we're living in, Rex, words mean the opposite of what they're supposed to mean.
Oh, boy.
So somebody who is supposed to be charitable is actually just wants to spend your money on things he believes in. So wokeness means if you are a straight, white, European male, then you hate all of that put together.
Oh,
that's really all it means. It's the latest wave of revolution, and we've gone through many revolutions, from killing kings to killing rich people to burning churches to having men play women's tennis.
Huh.
And wokeness is just one of the more completely idiotic phases of this revolution.
But we should be conscious of our culture and trying to be sensitive to people's needs and
no, not at all.
Oh.
Yes, you have to be aware of your own culture. The first object of education would be to fit you in to the cultural tradition where you belong.
Okay.
Our cultural tradition is A, Christian, B, classical, C, European. And so to be Christian, classical, European, and with an American slant, that would be a proper goal in education. Instead, our education teaches you to hate all things Christian, all things European, and all things American. It's simply an exercise in indoctrination to self-hatred. Imagine you went to Israel and said, okay, from now on, we're going to call you Jew boy because you have to learn to hate yourself because of all the bad things going back to Moses, all the evil you people have done. And you beat that drum every day, you'd find 50% of the people of Israel hating themselves, hating their religion, hating their tradition. Not only are about 50% of the American people now appear to be woke, but the other 50% are barely any better.
Well, this professor, Peter Boghossian, quit for this reason, because wokeness indoctrination overtook the quote-unquote intellectual freedom. And the pursuit of truth is what he said. Now, is he woke or not woke? Is he going to be a martyr on this deal? What's his story?
He is certainly... He is of an earlier phase of wokeness. Well, as soon as I looked at his face, I smelled it. A rat.
A rat.
He has a look remarkably like Bill Maher. I'm smart and you're not, and I'm going to make a lot of money by being a wise guy. Mm. Well, he's apparently put away a couple of million. What has Portland State University in its history ever been but a cross between a junior college and a left-wing indoctrination center? It's never been any good. It doesn't turn out good students. It pretends to hand out master's and doctorate degrees by people totally unqualified to do anything. No real scholar or any honest teacher would ever be working there. So the first thing you have to do is to say, well, gee, if you're such a nice guy, how come you're a Nazi concentration camp guard? If you're such an honest scholar, what are you doing at a garbage hole like Portland State? As bad as Ivy League universities are today, and as bad as, say, Stanford, Berkeley, Michigan, UVA, Chapel Hill, as bad as these places are, they still have real scholars and real standards. And, it's tough to get in, and it's tough to get a job. You have to jump through the hoops. You have to either believe or pretend to believe a lot of nonsense. But at least you're a first-rate example of what academic culture is. Portland State gets the dregs. It gets the people who couldn't get the job at the University of North Dakota. They are at the very bottom.
But he is a professor of philosophy. He got his education somewhere, and he has a degree, and so he's got to be a pretty smart guy, right?
Sure. I at first had a lot of trouble finding this out. I looked at the guy's own website. And by the way, it's a very vulgar, trashy, bells and whistles website in which, you expect him to jump out of a coffin resurrected.
Okay.
Brilliant colors, big pictures. But it never says where he got any of his degrees or what they were. It hails him as a beacon of truth and a guru to the masses. But I find in a little article he's credited with a thesis, quote, Socratic pedagogy, critical thinking, moral reasoning, and inmate education, an exploratory study, EDD thesis, Portland State University, 2004. An EDD is a bogus doctorate in education. It's the same degree that Jill Biden got.
Oh, boy.
Jill, you know. Right. It's totally valueless degree. And because his degree had to do with teaching reasoning.
Okay.
So then he pretends to be a philosopher. He's not trained in philosophy.
Okay.
And only the worst kind of philosophy program would hire somebody like this.
I see.
And by the way, I verified this. I did go on to the Portland State University Philosophy Department website. That is, it's part of the PSU thing. And it verifies, yes, EDD from Portland State University. He is the perfect product, the perfect low-class product of a very crummy school.
Don't you mean PU? I thought that's, I mean, the
Well, we know what the S stands for.
All right, well, he's a pretty smart guy, and he's learned a lot. I mean, he's interested in Socrates, and Socrates is a smart guy, right?
Well, his use of Socrates is typical. He uses Socrates as a weapon against all religion.
Really?
Because Socrates exposed fallacies in people's conventional thinking about religion.
Right.
Although the Socrates portrayed by Plato and by Xenophon, by the way, is respectful of traditional religion. He just wanted to purge it of things like mythologies in which the gods are seen to be doing immoral things and they're not proper role models for human beings. For him, the big enemy is Christianity. In 2013, he published a book, A Manual for Creating Atheists. What does that have to do with the pursuit of truth and objectivity? What is that? In other words, I know what the truth is, and you're all wrong, and therefore I'm going to ram this down the throats of my students or anybody I happen to meet at a football game in a bar room.
Well, we have a Socrates video we did that's on YouTube, so you could look at that and find out where Socrates was, and that guy could have watched this video and maybe found some stuff out, eh?
Well, it would certainly be a first for him to be introduced to the real Socrates. But see, armed by the mighty education and wisdom he received in the PSU School of Education, he's made the conclusion that all religion is superstition. It's inconsistent with logic and serious thinking. Obviously, he is no student of St. Augustine or Thomas Aquinas,
right,
or the 1,001 serious philosophers, including the lifetime atheist Anthony Flew, whom I used to know, was a very nice man. He was an atheist and then became a Christian in the last years of his life. Led by revelation? No, it was a logical course of reasoning that made him first believe in God and then accepted Christianity. This guy, of course, his whole career is as the debunker of Christianity. And so he joins organizations and movements where his heroes are Christopher Hitchens and Richard Dawkins.
Right, but I don't think that his ideas about philosophy and so forth is why he quit.
Oh, absolutely not. See, he thinks now, this is a brilliant insight that half the world has known all along, that wokeness is more ideologically rigid and impenetrable than even the Christianity he despises.
Hmm.
Now, he doesn't understand anything about theology or Christian philosophy, and it's about equal with his knowledge of Socrates. But what he does know is that Christians on the one hand and the awakened ones on the other have a belief that's inconsistent with his own. And since he measures the entire universe by his own puny intellect, you see, he's outraged. From one perspective, it is nice to see at PSU that the cannibals are eating each other instead of the missionaries. But there are no Christians or even rational people on most of our college faculties today.
Right.
That is, if we exclude scientists and engineers and some and a lot of the business faculty, most of these people swallow an ideological line for in the 60s, 70s, 80s. Mm-hmm. It was a combination of Marxism and feminism. Then you added to it Gaia worship and environmentalism global warmingism. And then after a while, transgenderism. Now you put it all together and wrap it up with an absolute hatred and contempt of all things Western and European and Christian, and you've got wokeness. He's just not quite bright enough to get on the fast train to annihilation. He's still on the milk train.
Well, now, but all of the people that we would figure at this point would be against him are actually coming to his defense. Some of the people that would have, you know, booed him, Piers Morgan, are actually coming to his defense.
Even Piers Morgan should have been smart enough to have some research snuffy look things up. He calls him this brilliant educator. No,
brilliant.
There's nothing brilliant, and he's not a philosopher. It's entirely bogus, hence his name, Bogossian. But look, these people, not just Piers Morgan, but the entire conservative universe, especially the anti-woke people on Facebook and Twitter, the people who are always screaming about their right to have an opinion, and
right.
But they're no better off than their enemies.
They
get everything wrong all the time. They have no foundation or understanding. They have no set of core principles like Bogossian himself. He's 10 years behind. Conservatives are 30 years behind. But by the time they're dead, they'll have caught up with the revolution. For them, as soon as some Trotskyist communist or some feminist who maybe doesn't hate all men or a moderate Muslim who doesn't want to cut your head off right away or a church-going Black Lives Matter thug, as soon as one of these people gets into trouble for saying anything remotely sensible, anything that could possibly work, then they make this guy a martyr if he gets into trouble, and they burn incense at his shrine. These so-called conservatives, they never learn, and that's why they never win a single skirmish, much less a battle, much less a war.